We're back here on KSOM. It's our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's doubleheader between Harlan and Shenandoah. First up, girls head coach Zach Clawson. And coach, a rough start to the season, but going up against two really good teams and trainer in St. Albert. Now you got Shenandoah tonight. How are you feeling about your team coming in to this ball game against the Phillies?
I feel mixed emotions, I guess. I think the energy and effort is great right now. I think these kids are playing really hard. I think our half-court defense is really, really good. But there's just a few things that just got to get better. And we've obviously played number one and number two team to start the year, which is a little bit tough. But I think if you don't play these tough teams right away, and maybe you play a couple teams that aren't as good, you don't learn much about yourself. So it's been a learning couple games for us, and now it's just a matter of taking that information and getting better in those areas. So pretty good right now. Looking forward to Thursday night. So we'll see what happens again Thursday.
Well, you get another crack at the Saints in a month, so you hope your team maybe can close the gap a little bit with St. Albert. So you mentioned you wanted to improve in some areas. What are those areas?
Just not getting sped up. I think, you know, we started the game, both games, we got down about 10-2, and then we made runs to get within 2 to 3 points in both teams. But it's just when you get down that much, now you start to panic a little bit, and one, two mistakes can turn into 4 or 5 in a row. So just getting a little better start, getting a little better focus that first 3 minutes, and just getting out of the gates and putting ourselves in a good position is one of the main things there that we've talked about last night at the end of the ball game.
How has Kinsley Brook looked so far, and how she's adjusted as kind of your number one scorer, which is something we talked a couple of weeks ago?
I think she's coming around. You know, it's just when you don't have a summer of basketball or any activity, basically, after that rotator cuff surgery and then, you know, miss most of the fall season of volleyball, it's just getting the body moving again is not as easy as it looks. So I think she's come along just from first day of practice till last night. You know, it's been quite a difference in the player that she was day one till now. So she's on the move up, and we're happy to see that.
What about your guard play? What have you liked, from the guards so far in these first couple of games?
I think they're playing well together. We do have to cut down on some turnovers for sure. And, you know, this group hasn't played together yet, except for these first two games here. So it looked much, much better second half last night. So if we can continue to play like that, like we did second half last night, and just tweak some things, I like what we got going here. I do feel like they have passed up some open shots for some reason, and we're always promoting shooting the three just so we can soften up that inside defense on Kinsley. So we're just going to have to keep telling them to shoot, and hopefully we let it rain one of these nights. We haven't taken many threes yet, so hopefully we can get some more up Thursday night.
Well, and that would probably apply to a player like Addison Wicks, who has to, you know, step up her. I mean, she was in the first game 1 of 8, shooting 0 of 4 from 3-point land. What is it? Is it between the ears there, or just getting her confidence going? Because it seems like that's a player that you need to have some buckets fall in and need to have confidence.
Yeah, we got a lot of confidence in her. You know, I think it's just when you practice, you know, our practice squad's giving us a good look, but then you throw, you know, a team like Trainer and a team like St. Albert's out there, you got to speed your shot up quite a bit compared to what you have to do in practice. So it's just adjusting to practice and game speed, and it will come. I'm confident in her, and I think she's going to do a good job for us. And, you know, she's playing hard, and sometimes the ball just doesn't go, and you can kind of, you know, like press yourself a little bit, start to press and start to overthink things. And I don't know if that's where she's at, but she's going to come through for us here shortly. And, you know, that's going to gain confidence for the other guards as well.
So Shenandoah, they're 2-0. They beat Underwood 67-50, topped Abe Lincoln 51-48. Maybe not as tough a competition as certainly is what you faced, but still, their confidence is as high. They did lose Lene Green to graduation. Chloe Denton also averaged in double figures, but now Kalen Scammon has sort of taken up the reins offensively. What do you know about Scammon and what you have to do defensively against her?
Well, we got to limit her touches. Obviously, she's averaging almost 30 points a game, so that's a pretty big number. We're going to have to probably throw some different defenses at her, some different looks. And she's quick. She can shoot. She gets the rim well. She shoots free throws well. There's not much that she doesn't do well. Rebounds well. I don't know. She's a special player and just a young kid too. And just being a sophomore, we saw her last year and she could kind of sit back and let those other scorers kind of do things. And she could facilitate a little bit more. Now this year she's got to step up her scoring game and she's done that so far. And now it's going to be our job to try to rein that in a little bit.
Yeah, I had trouble saying facilitate the other night too. So join the club. I think Caitlin Clark has made us all use that phrase more times than not.
For sure.
So overall, what are your keys here against the Phillies tonight?
You know, keep her in check. I mean, if we can keep her in check and try to force some kids that aren't used to scoring score to beat us, I think that puts us in a good situation.
Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Outfitters Plus Outlet Store Coaches Show, and best of luck tonight against Shenandoah. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you.
Zach Clausen, head coach for Harlan Girls Basketball, with us here on KSOM.